Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 646 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 29th, 2021, and I'm Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law. Also on the podcast today,
we have Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy.
We also have Pete Chin.
Hello, you beautiful people.
And I think that about does it for everybody. Hopefully we'll have some audio checks on the live feed, making sure all of the audio sounds good. Maybe Kim, you can give it a listen on Twitch. Okay. Make sure that comes through okay.
I'll put some messages on the chat, Greg. I know you're doing 16 things at once. So sorry.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you for that. It's a bit of a crazy show. A few last minute things. One, did not completely forgot that my OBS was all screwed up because of Mark's OneDrive snafu from a few weeks back. And as with everything comes down to the last minute. So trying to get it all squared away and set up again, that was all happening right before the show. And of course, just the three of us today, so it's intimate. It's fun.
Especially festive. If they'd have been on here when I signed on. It was really intimate then, so.
It's a threesome.
It is a threesome.
There we go. Never thought I'd actually be doing one of those on camera, but here we are.
Well, you know, it's a new day. It's a new time. Try things different. We're experimental.
Yeah. We are something, yeah.
Yeah. Pete, how is the audio seeming on your end?
I'll need to check it in a sec once the feed's going, but it was a bit quiet on Twitch. Oh no, it's all right. It seems okay now.
Okay.
That's right.
Good. That's the most important thing ever, is that it all sounds good. Mm. All right. If you are new to the show, we are on every weekend, Sundays, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you're hanging out with Kim, it's 3 p.m.
It is.
We try to broadcast on Twitch, on YouTube. We also do an audio version of this. So when you are done, you can listen to it on the treadmill, hanging out, doing your thing. Thankfully, Pete is recording the call because he is a smart man and remembered to do so. I had already forgotten. So brilliant. See, we're already on a good start. You know, we've got backup plans. We've got things in motion. It's all good. All right. I think we should real quickly pay tribute to a couple individuals that are having some birthdays happening. That's correct. First and foremost. Yes. I want to pay a homage to one of the original Overseas Connection members. Actually, here's the crazy thing. Both these people are original OC podcast members. So first and foremost, the lesser chin. I mean, I think he's shorter. I think he's fatter, balding, gray hair everywhere. Mike Chin celebrating his birthday on the 3rd. Mike, ironically, even with all of the weight and the gray hairs and the balding patterns, he is just now turning 22.
Wow.
The grain is probably the most accurate. Everything else, I'm afraid I sport. Just one of those. But bless him. Yeah, isn't he 22? He's looking a bit haggard now for 22. But
you know,
He's still sexy.
He is pretty sexy. I gotta give him that.
Yeah, he looks great with his sliders on and his big long dangly legs in some shorts and his big tank top
that.
And stuff. Yeah, he looks okay. Great.
Yeah. Also, one of the other original founding members of the Overseas Connection, Richard Primrose, Also, actually, he is supremely tall, really skinny, and has all of his teeth and hair. These are all just guesses on my part, to be perfectly honest. I've spoken with Richard recently, but I have not seen images of him. So who knows? Who knows what's going on? But the most important thing is Richard celebrating his 23rd birthday. You see what I'm doing here? I've decided, because we're starting to get close to the ages that I would call out, which kind of scares me a little bit. I mean, Pete's like almost 73 already. So, yeah. So I figured we'd just go a little bit reverse now. Instead of making everybody extra old, we'll make them extra young. So congratulations on your 22nd, 23rd birthdays. And I don't have a birthday song loaded up on my desk. That's a one sound effect I don't have. So I'm just going to say happy birthday, gentlemen. I'm not going to sing to you because that is not a gift you want. Trust me.
No,
yeah.
Did not.
But what I do have this sound effect.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
And that's just all. That's it. Nothing more. Story time.
We're flying awesome. Today. We're flying.
We are flying.
So it's been a crazy week for me. I have to say, I don't even know if I've shared this stuff with you guys. So I think I shared a little bit of it. So last Sunday, get done with the podcast, watching football. I get a random phone call from one of my sisters, and I just kind of ignored it, let it go to voicemail. She was just doing a family check-in, whatever. Just she was like, I'm calling everybody just to say hi and see how everybody's doing. Felt like I needed to do a family check-in. And then, just kind of one of those, you know, you get it in the back of your head kind of thoughts, right? I call it a sixth sense, if you will. Well, unbeknownst to us, my other sister, my oldest sister, was being airlifted to San Francisco for emergency brain surgery. So the craziness of this story, and there is a happy moment or happy ending, and that sounds bad. So she was at home. They were making a new bed. They had bought a new bed. They were working on it, and my sister stood up, and upon standing up, she said that her brain felt like it went on fire, and she dropped to her knee, and she immediately told her husband, call 911. It's not a joke. And so he calls 911. Well, it turns out she had a ruptured brain aneurysm. And the doctor has since told us, now she went into surgery almost immediately. They were so fast on getting her to the hospital that they were able to conduct the brain surgery that night. The doctor said only 2% of people that have this happen live. Oh, my sister, wow. Fortunately recovering and seemingly recovering without effect so far. Crazy though, just like, insane. And so I did a little research on it. It's bizarre. They say that these types of brain aneurysms, they never happen when you sleep. They always happen when you're awake. They also impact women mostly, ages 35 to 60. So just random little facts about brain aneurysms. But she is doing good. I've talked to her. They said that she is kind of their miracle patient right now. We think she has cleared the most dangerous stages, if you will, and now it's really kind of getting her on the road to mend. But they said they love, she's cognitive. She remembers pretty much everything with the exception of certain parts of the helicopter ride. When I talked to her, she seemed very much like herself, minus the fact that she was on a ton of drugs and, you know, but she still had her wit, her humor. So just obviously praying, crossing fingers, all of that good stuff that, you know, she will recover fully, or as full as can be, but so far so good. But yeah. And one of those moments in time where you're just like, oh my, what? And
what?
Yeah, just like a flash in the, you know, I can imagine. I mean, honestly, I would be dead if it was me, because I would not be thinking I need to get to the hospital. I'd just be like, oh, this is the worst headache of my life. So there you go. There's your crazy story for the week. I thought I would lead off with that. So I get to go visit her tomorrow. So I actually am taking off from work. I'm going to go and drive down to San Francisco, visit her in the hospital.
Oh, and, so she's not far from me then.
It's about a two and a half hour drive. Oh, God. It's not exactly close, but you know, the sad part, or the hardest part, is I'd say the sad part. The saddest part is my sister's actual brain aneurysm, but the difficult part, I should say, is the hospitals and their protocols. Mm. So San Francisco is still very much into the shutdown protocols. Only one person is allowed into the hospital at a time, but it's actually only one person per day is allowed into the hospital. Oh, so you can only have one visitor. And once you leave, you can't come back in. So it's kind of nuts. So obviously I wanted my brother-in-law, her husband, to be with her. So we didn't want to try and come down and visit when he was trying to visit with her. And so then I'm just going to add another crazy twist to this story. So on Monday, my brother-in-law is having heart surgery. They're putting in a little stint. It's an outpatient surgery, but he was scheduled for this well before all of this happened. He was having some heart issues. And so they identified an area that they could fix rather easily. That'll help him out. They're like, you know, keep him, you know, low stress, don't stress him out. And then all of this goes down. So,
right.
Yeah. It's been a rough couple of weeks between my son going to the hospital with his seizure, my sister, my brother-in-law. It's been like, whoa, okay. Hopefully, they say things happen in threes. We're done with it, and we can get back to just focusing in on life. But
no doubt.
Holy moly. Greg, I don't know what to say. I mean, that's like, it's awful news, isn't it? But at the same time, like you say, with 2% chance of living, and you know, that she's come round and she's okay so far. I mean, that's fabulous news, isn't it? I can't imagine the panic that everybody's gone through.
Yeah, I am fully focused in on the positive side of this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously horrific that she had to go through that.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, you know, the best case scenario is happening. So far. Yeah. So that's all I can ask for. But yeah. So that said, who wants to follow me?
Wow.
Kim, let's talk about you. Cats under the weather.
Yeah.
Or is this from last week?
No, this is this week.
Okay.
I've got a 14-year-old cat. I've had him pretty much for forever. He's been feeling a little out of sorts all month. So I took him to the vet the other day. Well, he's got irritable bowel syndrome, and they're not real sure if it's his irritable bowel syndrome that's flaring up or he's just old. So he's lost a bunch of weight. Believe it or not, it was bad enough the other day when I was packing him to the vet, the cat carrier that he was in weighed more than he did. So, wow. Yeah, the poor old feller, they put him on some medicine for the next 3 weeks, and they got him an appetite stimulant so he'll hopefully want to eat, but I don't know. Right now we're on day two of the medicine and there's not much change, so I'm kind of feeling a little glum about it, but he has like 3 weeks worth of medicine, so I mean, he's just starting, so hopefully he'll perk up a little. But at 14, which according to the chart at the vet's office makes him 72, which makes him older than my father, so you know, it may just be his time. We'll see. But yeah, so there's that. So hopefully, you know, I'm rooting for his ornery old ass wherever he is. Usually he's not very far away from me, but you know, it's one of those things. Like I said, 14 is pretty good for a cat. So yeah,
that's very good for a cat.
Yeah, so who knows. On a side note, did we all get a memo we were supposed to dress alike today or what? There's no sleeves to be found anywhere.
Sun's out, guns out.
Right. So somebody asked that in the chat, so I thought I would ask to see if we all, you know, decided to dress alike or what for a reason. Speaking of Boomer, and I sent you guys a picture of this last night, I got a package in the mail, and I couldn't figure out why, and I you know, I sat there and I thought, well, maybe I entered a giveaway and I forgot. And anyway, I got a set of Witcher dice.
Was it Boomer in the post?
Yes, it was. Nice. He fessed up to it this afternoon. Apparently, he sent them for my birthday. So thank you for my dice. But honestly, I thought I was getting early onset Alzheimer's and couldn't remember if I actually entered a giveaway for them, or maybe I bought them and forgot. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you, Boomer, for the dice. Let's see. Oh, last but not least, this weekend was our antique fair, which basically means it's celebrating like old stuff. Like we had a car show, like an antique car show, antique tractors, you know, that sort of thing. It's like our little, I don't know if you want to call it fall carnival sort of thing, even though technically it's still summer or whatever. They were doing a giveaway for a 100-pound meat bundle. And guess who won?
100-pound meat bundle.
Yeah, the local farmer that butchers their own like cattle and stuff, and they grind their own hamburger, and then they'll sell it for a little cheaper than like you buy it from the grocery store. And it's really good stuff because we've got it from them before. And yeah, I won the meat bundle. So 100 pounds of meat. Can't say if there's anything wrong with that. So.
No, there's all kinds of things I could say. I'm not gonna.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was hot yesterday, humid as all hell, but we had fun. Like I said, there was a bunch of antique cars and tractors, and Tony was in the pedal tractor pull, and he got second place.
Nice.
So he was pretty ticked with that. Yeah. Normally he wins, but they had a kid there that I guess has one of their little pedal tractor setup things, and he practices with it all the time. So I don't know. You could call him a ringer. I guess. And
you should have Nancy Kerrigan'd him. Just saying.
Right.
Or I guess you would call it a Tonya Harding, but you know, take the lead pipe to the knee, crack him.
But Tony was tickled. He got second place. He got some free ice cream, so he was all right. So yeah, I have a little bit of a suntan going because of it, and weekend. I think as well. So that's it for me.
Excellent. Well, Pete, there's a well wish, I believe, in the chat for you tying the knot. Congratulations. Yeah.
I've just seen that. Yeah. Thanks, Lord. I was just typing a message, but because of my my really slow typing skills, it's there now. I've thanked him twice. There we go.
He's a pet typist.
Pete, what's been going on with you, my friend?
Work's been nuts. I hate sometimes people when they go, oh, I'm so busy, but fuck. It's mad, man, at work. Yeah. It's mad. I ain't going to say any more about it. It's just mad. It's taking too much time in my life. I've had, you know, family stuff going on as well, which I don't want to talk about, but, you know, it's just things been going on. I've been decorating, rehanging doors, fitting locks. I've decided to rip down the stairs by the back door. So I had to rip out like a load of concrete and take some land out and stuff just to fit in some new steps, because there were only like three very tall steps before to get onto the second section of the garden. And I've decided to take it all down and build 5 steps.
Pete, I need to ask you a question here. Have you thought about adding any anti-theft, like Home Alone type security measures to the house? Like, I'm thinking about your steps. You could easily create like a trap door for burglars when they're trying to break in.
Could do. I never thought of that. Well, in fact, I'll come back to that. I've fitted 5 new steps. I'm just waiting on the gravel, which was supposed to come Friday, and it didn't come, which really pissed me off. So I phoned them up, and they said, we'll deliver it on Saturday, but are you willing to pay the extra for delivery because it's a Saturday? I said, kiss my ass, because you're not even coming on Friday when I booked that up on holiday. And it didn't even come on the Saturday yesterday, so I was fuming. And they're not open on Saturdays, and they're not open on bank holidays, so I'm going to open a kind of whoop-ass on them on Tuesday. So anyway, so there's that I've still got to do to finish. And we got a new family member, which is my security my security member as well. We bought a dog.
Wow.
Is it a grown dog, attack killer dog, or is this a tiny fluffy puppy?
This is a puppy. And it fucking hell, I feel so rough. We've not slept hardly. I don't know what fucking got us like even into the thought of process of doing this. But anyway, I'll send you a picture. I'll just put it in the show notes. You'll see my bare walls that I've been stripping of wallpaper, and we can't even paint the walls now when I replaster them because we're not allowed paint fumes because of a puppy. So I've got to leave the walls like it looks like a crack den. For God knows how long. Anyway, I've stuck it in the chat. It's a British bulldog. So
aww.
Okay.
He's eventually going to be a bit
he
of
looks
a beast.
Very vicious. Yes.
He's going to be a beast eventually.
He's just going to be a giant bowling ball with legs. That's yeah, what bulldogs
yeah,
are.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, he's at the minute he's nice and is very cute and the cute factor is really big. And nobody's really understanding what this thing is going to turn into, but he's certainly going to be he's going to be good. He's going to be a bundle of fun, I'm sure. But yeah, so we've got a dog on Friday, and I've hardly slept. I say hardly slept. I have slept, but we've had some really really early mornings and late nights, which just ain't helped.
Right.
So. About 7:45, I fell asleep on the sofa, which is why I didn't get your message. I fell asleep on the sofa, and Shell woke me up about 8:20. She was like, "Come on, Pete, I think you've got to go on your podcast, haven't you?" I was like, "Oh my god, yeah!" And it was the best. It felt like 10 hours sleep. It was the best sleep I've had this weekend. It was really really nice. But I just thought, I really didn't want to get on when I woke up from my sleep, but I didn't want to let you down. So.
I totally appreciated. Trust me when I say that.
But yeah, there's a whole lot of barking, piss, shit, dog food smells, everything going on in the house. I don't know. I've never had a dog before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that is your new life, pissed shit and chewing on things. That's pretty much all dogs do. Congratulations.
Thanks. So anyway, he's called Domino because he's got 3 spots on the back of his head, and he's pretty cool. I'll put another picture so you can see his spots on the back of his head, but. We've called him Domino.
Chess reference, but all right.
Yes, this is doing nothing for our listeners, of course. That's okay.
I've got to keep his identity protected because of GDPR and how our professional show works. So I'm not going to be able to. I'm not going to be able to show you any images and give him his real name.
Well, let me just tell you this. He definitely looks like he would protect that house from all sorts of insects.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Oh, we've stuck like little mats everywhere as well for him to pee on, and he's peeing in all the like completely the other like areas.
Oh, yeah.
Of the house.
I'll totally avoid those. He's
biting on the settee already. He's biting fingers. Man, he's
wait till he gets a hold of your shoes.
He's already done that as well. He's a beast. But anyway, I'm sure he'll bring us joy. I just feel like shit at the minute. But, you know,
happy times.
I know. But he's cute.
He is cute. He is an adorable looking dog. Well, congratulations on your new security.
I just need to wait 18 months. For him to grow up and get it turned into
I will never forget. So, gosh, I had it been 12 years old. We had a big, big dog. And we went away for the weekend and came back and our house had been broken into. Our dog was inside like nothing was a problem. Well, turns out the people that broke into the house were the gardeners. So they knew the dog. So the dog was, you know, familiar with them. Word of warning, by the way, gardeners. Always look at them as the first ones. People that actually take care of your lawn for you, Pete. That makes me sound very posh, but that was not the case. But we had a deal with the landlords that they would take care of the landscaping of the house we were living in at the time. And so we didn't have to mow the lawn. They would come and mow the lawn. And then, of course, they decided to come and steal from the house. But our dog just let them in. And dog's just like, hey, come on in. It's all good. We're friends. So, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's awful.
Wow.
I think it would have been far worse if they had hurt the dog. So I was happy that that was not the case.
So are they in prison still, or are they,
oh god, shit, I don't know. This is long ago. I'm sure they're well out of prison unless they moved on to bigger and better crimes.
Yeah,
which maybe. You never know. Well, maybe. Then again, I live in California. We let all the criminals back out. It's okay. Uh-huh. Everybody's free.
We get a different vibe in the UK, hearing about the states and its criminal justice system. You end up staying in prison for 25 years, stealing
That's every state but California, Pete.
But
California.
Okay, yeah. Well,
we're like Afghanistan. Just let them out.
my daughter's like crazy on watching car crash TV as well. And
okay.
Because she's been here and we've been looking after the dog, right? We've been watching a program called Below Deck. I've been noticing it on in the background. And then, you know, when you kind of like peep around the corner and you look at something, you go, oh, what's going on there? And then you chime in more with the program. And then I'm on the settee watching it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I need to watch another episode. It is the fucking biggest load of shit I have ever seen in my entire life. But I just need to keep on watching it now.
Is that the one where they're on the yacht or whatever?
That's exactly what it is, Kim. Yeah, so it's about a very posh charter that's based in the say Caribbean, don't you? So yeah, it's set over that way. There's obviously the captain, deckhands, you've got your stewards, the chef, and it just films them working on a boat, and they run this charter for millionaires, billionaires, and they run it for about 3 nights, and they get like 12 grand tips for the whole team. There's a lot of drama that goes on between all the charter staff, and it's pretty much like that. The people who work on those boats, though, they must earn a fortune if they get like $1,500 tips for 3 days. That's just crazy. But there's a lot of drama going on.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it. You know, if I had to choose I wouldn't choose it. If it was one of those things that come on the screen, I was like, no, I'm not watching that. But Kira's had it on, and I've ended up getting into it somehow. What a god. But anyway, please don't watch that. That's me.
That's okay. That's okay. That can be you. I suppose we could talk about some video games.
Yeah, look at mine.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Kim, I totally interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I said if we must, we must.
Oh, then yes, we must. gosh, where to start? I'm juggling Windows right now, so bear with. Why don't we cover what we're getting for free that we know of, Kim, for September?
Doggy, we can do that. All right, your games as gold for September are Warhammer, Chaos Bane, which is available, of course, the first of the month. Malaga, which will also be available September 16th to October 15th. Zone of the Enders HD Collection, which will be available the first of the month. Samurai Showdown 2, which will be available on September 16th. Those are your games with gold. And these are the rumored PlayStation Plus games that I just checked a little bit ago.
Okay.
And they are Overcooked All You Can Eat for the PlayStation 5. Hitman 2 for the PlayStation 4, and Predator Hunting Grounds for the PlayStation 4. Like I said, those are the rumored ones, so we'll see. Your Twitch Prime games for the month of September are Knockout City, Sam and Max Hit the Road, Candleman, The Complete Journey, Puzzle Agent, Secret Files 2, Puritas Cordis, Tools Up, and Unmemory. Then okay. We have, for your Stadia Pro games, we have Darksiders 2, Little Big Workshop, and Wave Break, which is apparently some sort of skateboarding game that was influenced by Miami Vice or something. I don't know, whatever. And your Epic Games until the 2nd of September are Ottoma Chef and Saints Row the Third Remastered. So there's your Epic free games. So there you are.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about the actual gaming front. I know myself, it has been limited. Pete, we'll start with you. What have you been able to play, if anything? I don't know if you have or not, so let's talk about it.
I have, actually. I've only been able to play one game, and that was today. You said to give it a go. I think it was about two or three weeks ago now. And I thought, well, I can't come on the show and not play anything at all. I've not even switched my PC on in 2 weeks. So I thought this morning I got a quick couple of hours, and I thought, you know what, I'll fire up Hades.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, Hades. Okay.
Nice.
it's doing my head in at the minute.
Well, okay, do tell.
Now, I think the game itself, it's very slick. The graphics are cool. I like the fact that there's not too much reading, because you get the audio at the same time, even though there's a lot of text that pops up each time that you try and run through this game. So it's roguelike dungeon crawler, isn't it? It's just there's a lot of repetitive. It is repetitive, isn't it?
Well, it, but that is, I think, by design. Mm-hmm. So this is a little bit of trial and error. It's a little bit of, as you fail, you get stronger so you can go farther.
Yeah. I only played it for about an hour. I don't think I got that far. I think I died like six or seven times.
Okay.
So I didn't play too much of it, but I felt like, when it got back to the beginning and I was playing it over and over and over again, I know I want to play 12 minutes, and I've really been going on about that, and I really do want to play that game, and I've not fired it up yet, but I don't even download it. But I kind of got a bit like fed up with having to see the same things, but I get the whole, like, you have to go through it and build yourself up to be more powerful, to have more abilities, and to have power to weapon upgrades, and I get that. It just, I don't know. I just don't think I was expecting it to be that type of game. I didn't expect it to be a grind, and I wasn't. Right. I don't think I was in the mood for a grind. You know, doing that. I wasn't in the mood for grinding.
That's terrible.
Oh, you should always be in the mood for grinding. Come on. I have, by the way, gameplay up on screen. So I was able to we're actually almost a professional podcast again.
I can't fault the game for what it is. It's right. Really, really good. I think it was just my mood, my mindset, the mood I was in. I was tired, and I just needed to play a game to talk about it on the show. And I think it's a cracking game. And like I said, the music and the sound and, you know, like the story and everything else, it's great. But I think the only one thing I'd have to say about it, which would be like a little bit of a niggle, would be it doesn't really tell you too much about the like the weapon upgrades and stuff. It's, you kind of have to figure that out for yourself, I think, unless there's something that you've come across that's quite informative. But I don't think I found anything. And there was rooms that I were finding as well in the house that you live in, and there was rooms that were growing, and or I felt like I was finding rooms afterwards. And I didn't know whether
that is hell, by the way, Pete. That is hell.
Yeah, I know. He's the god of death, isn't he?
What's your house?
Yeah. Well, you know.
There are some definitions of kind of what weapons will do and the effects. And you're going to see it on screen. A lot of it happens when you're choosing your power ups. They have kind of what the bonuses are at that point. There also is a vendor, which ironically I believe is Death. The character is one of the vendors that sells you stuff, you can buy things from him. Yeah. I think what I love about this game for me, it is not so much the grind, but the grind is okay because it's so fast. Yes. You're never waiting on load screens. You jump in, you jump out. I think what I really love though is the dialogue of this game, the interactions of the characters. It is so well written and well voice acted that it makes that all a big part of this game. Mm-hmm. And these types of games typically don't have that as being a big component of them.
No. What I do like as well, the voice acting and the story kind of, you can see you're not just going through the same house every single time. There's different people moved, aren't they, in different locations, and there's different dialogue going on, but just from the character himself as he's running through, and he's like, oh, I wonder where this person's gone, and da-da-da. Like, it's very, very detailed. It's so cool. It is good, but I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood, I don't think, for that repetitive thing. I just wanted to just pick up, play something, and I should have just fired up like Call of Duty, but there'd have probably been about a 700 million gig update. And I think that was the thing I was fearing the most. But and I played it on my Xbox Series S because my One X has died. And there's a very big noticeable difference in the startup and games loading. And I don't know.
Much faster.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does feel faster. I'm impressed with it so far. Although on Saturday, my son started to play Roblox, and I left it on all night. And by God, that produces some heat. Just that small that small console. The next morning, I noticed that it was on, and I touched up above it, like in the TV unit, and the glass was just completely red hot. So. Make sure you turn those consoles off. Don't leave them on overnight. I enjoyed it, but I don't think I was in the right mood for that repetitive action.
Fair enough. Sometimes action. You got to be in the mood for the repetitive action, and sometimes you're just not, you know.
Oh, you're so dirty, YouTube.
What are you talking about? Pete, I'm talking about the repetitive action of playing a game over and over again. Clearly, your mind in the gutter, not Kim and I.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
Kim, I noted Hades as well for you. How have you been getting on with it?
I'm enjoying it. Now, I will admit, I did click on the God mode. So that way when you died, it would go up a little, your power would go up just a little bit more. Because for me, I'm more about, like, the story. Because I do like the story. And like you said, I like the voice acting and the whole nine yards. So I'm more interested in that than kicking a bunch of guys' asses and then get my ass kicked and starting all over. So I have put on the God mode. And I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I like, if I got 15, 20 minutes in there somewhere, I can sit down and clear a few dungeons out and, see how far I can get before I died. Because I think the highest I've gotten so far is like 15 dungeons before I get to, Magira, and I get my ass kicked. I still haven't figured out exactly what it takes to take her down yet. I got close once and she kicked my ass. So
Kim, you've only got through 15 dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we know how many there are of out of interest?
You get out of one stage and then you're into a next one to get out of whatever that is, because from what I'm gathering, there's several areas you have to actually get out of.
I forgot the name of the character. There's a female character that I think she's the final boss before you escape. I could totally be wrong. I'm trying to remember now. She's kicked my ass multiple times, so
Is that the Fury? The one winged Fury? Yep.
Yeah.
She's the one I can't beat. I got the little health bar down just like that much one time, and she come back and just kicked my ass. Yeah. So.
And then you have to start all over from the beginning.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
and I mean, and honestly, I feel terrible. Just like him coming out. Like he comes out of the blood pool and he's like, his head's down and he's just like, here we are again.
Yeah.
And his commentary is just so good.
Yeah.
The dialogue is awesome.
And if you go to Skype as well, when you come out of the weapon area and he's like, just one more time.
So I'm enjoying it. I like it a little more. I've been playing Death's Door too, and it's not as quite as forgiving exactly, because I mean, you have to, in Death's Door for the boss fights, you have to watch to see what the boss does, and then eventually you figure out the pattern, and then you can beat it. But with this, it's, you know, like I said, it's a little quicker, so it feels like I'm actually accomplishing something, when with Death's Door, it takes me quite a while, because you've got to get the pattern down before you can actually do anything, or maybe that's just me, because, you know, but I'm enjoying it, so
okay.
And it's on Game Pass, so hey.
Yeah. It is on Game Pass. I mean, that is ultimately a huge win from that standpoint. Anything else, Kim? I thought I saw some Gears.
Yes, me and Boomer, well, and Anthony was supposed to play, but apparently, no, explain this one to me, because I know it used to be when you downloaded, like, digital games, they downloaded everything, but I noticed with Gears, like, I could download the campaign, That doesn't necessarily mean I downloaded, you know, Horde mode.
No.
So, you know, it's all separate, apparently it's separate downloads, because I had to wait almost an hour to download Horde mode before we could actually do anything.
Yeah, it was just to save disk space, that's the idea behind it all.
Yeah.
It's annoying as
it is a big game too at this point. It is what's this, like 185 gigs, something like that? Yeah, it's big.
That's just like downloading COD. I mean, I'm sure the online gameplay is not that size. It's just ridiculous.
Right. But,
yeah.
So anyway, we decided to play some Horde mode on Gears 5, because I've played a lot of Horde like for Gears 3, but for Gears 4 and Gears 5, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So I'm a little out of my element, but I have to say, nothing is funnier than listening to Boomer when they drop a Brumok in checkout, you know, the little checkout map that was was it the mall or the store, whatever it was, and then you've got this gigantic, because we're on like wave 10, so that's the boss mode, and they drop this gigantic Brumok into checkout, and he's like, how the hell did they even get the Brumok in here? But it was an easy mode, because of course the big Brumok can't go anywhere, because it's a tiny ass map. And I love the Brumok anyway, but it was hilarious listening to Boomer go, how the hell did they get him in there? Physics? I don't know. So,
there you go. Physics. I think it's magic. It really is magic at this point.
Probably. But I'm trying to dust off the Horde rust that I've got. And I don't know, I loved Horde on Gears 3. But the extra stuff that they've thrown into Horde now, I don't really think they needed it. Because there was a power tap or whatever the hell it is you're supposed to keep energy in or whatever. I don't really think you need all the extra stuff.
No. It does feel a little complicated.
Right. Yeah, because we're sitting there running around trying to set up barricades, and it seems like that 20 seconds that you're supposed to spend putting up barricades, it seems like it just goes by like that. And like we've got next to nothing set up for barricades, and it's like, well, we're going to get our ass kicked this time.
So, you know, Gears 3, I can't remember now. It's Gears 3. Could you play as the Locusts as well, or was that Gears 4?
That was Gears Judgment, I believe.
Was it?
Didn't Judgment come out with the version where you could play the Horde? I loved that. Absolutely loved that.
The tickers. Are there tickers? Yeah. When you're just trying to like smash all the barriers up and then run along and blow things up. That's cool. It's ice being one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, Gears. I do miss it.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm going to keep trying because I do like Horde. I just don't think they needed to add the extra stuff to it, you know?
Nah.
It was good the way it was.
There we go. Officially, Gears 5 don't need the extra stuff for Horde.
Damn right. But that's it for me. That's all I've managed to get done this last couple of weeks. So.
All right. Excellent. I also had played some Hades. I won't go back into that, obviously. I did have the opportunity to play some Aliens Fireteam Elite. So this is a game that I was super excited for. So much so that I bought a copy for Robin because, one, I cannot stand the fact that he tries to hold up Aliens Colonial Marines as being a good game.
So you're telling me this is better?
Yes.
Robin's lied to me this entire time, huh?
This is better. And yes, Robin has been lying to you the entire time. Not the first time that Robin has ever lied to anybody. Just ask his customers. But I mean, the premise of Aliens Fireteam Elite, it's actually real straightforward. It is in a sense kind of horde mode all the time, or maybe a better way of putting it is Left 4 Dead in the Aliens universe.
Nice.
So you play one of three squad members. You can have bot AI as your squad members if you don't have a team to go in. It's a third person view. It's surprisingly deep in terms of the types of weapons and weapon upgrades. So, you know, that I think all is well thought out and has some legs to it. In terms of the campaign, because there's a campaign and it's just basically a series of missions that you go on. And each mission, it's you're going to, you know, point A to point B, trying to survive to get there. It's not like real story heavy. To me, it's campaign light. These are just missions to get you out into the universe and fighting through different types of aliens. The aliens themselves will range from, your face huggers all the way up to some big baddies that are kind of newer in design. There's a certain element of not scare, kind of like the original Aliens movie. So if you think about the movies, Alien, the first movie, it was scary. It was tense. You were by yourself and you didn't feel like you had a way to fight against the alien. And Alien Isolation really captures this very well as a video game. But the movie itself, you know, there was always that you felt, you know, you and the crew members, and I say you because you were riding along with them through the story of the movie. You were kind of powerless against the alien. You were just trying to survive. In the Aliens, you have guns. You can fight back. You can kill the aliens. And that's what you get in this game. So when the aliens come out at you, it's not as terrifying. But there are some good little jump scare moments and aliens will pop out of vents over the top of your head and jump down on you. They're not going to be kind of that one hit kill that you would see in, like the Aliens Isolation game. Typically speaking, you'll have a few moments to try and get an alien off you before it can kill you, or down you. And when you're in a real team, not using the AI, but it was really funny because you have your tracker, you're looking for motion, you're walking through the corridors, and there is just a really good vibe to the game that I enjoy. Is this going to be game of the year? No, not at all. It's going to be just it's a good, solid Aliens game. I played some with Mark. We had a really good time. And then we did encounter some connection issues, unfortunately. So that kind of soured the night, if you will, just because we weren't able to get a three-party fire team going. And then we didn't play with Robin yet. But I know Robin has played through the single player. My one big criticism of the game would be kind of the way it moves, in that the visual element of your characters running feels a bit stiff to me. So as you're seeing it on screen, you'll get a sense. It doesn't quite have that natural flow of a third, third person character movement. But again, overall, it's good. There is an interesting cover mechanic in this game, and I have to assume that later in the game you're going to be flying AI synth, type bots, because there's no reason to have cover fighting the aliens. The last thing you want to do is actually try and take cover while the aliens are rushing at you. You're just standing up shooting downstream. So I do
I'm just guessing there's going to be some additional enemies that are going to shoot back at you. Hence the need for fight, you know, getting into cover. Otherwise, it's a very weird inclusion. But all the sounds, the visuals, it all really captures Aliens well. So, I mean, if you're a fan of Aliens, you're going to like this game at the very basic level at minimum. So I've been enjoying it. It's a budget game. It's not a $60 game or 70 if you're on the PlayStation. It's, I think, $40 total. So you don't need to get the deluxe edition. Anybody out there considering that, you don't need it. All it is the skins. And this game, you know, you'll get customizations without having to buy them. So just buy the standard version.
This is a little bit like Gears, isn't it?
It's a little bit like Gears. It definitely, for me, felt very Left 4 Dead in that you're kind of with your team. You're going to the next checkpoint. You know, you have revive mechanics. But, yeah, I get, you know, there's some Gears to it as well, for sure. Yeah, I guess kind of horde mode a little bit, but for me, it's more Left 4 Dead because the enemies are coming at you in big waves, kind of like the zombies. I mean, if you just switch out zombies and aliens, their games are very similar.
Yeah.
But I love my aliens. Not gonna lie.
That looks good. That does look good.
Yeah, yeah, and it runs smooth on Series X. I'm assuming it runs smooth on the PlayStation 5 as well. I don't know about older consoles. The one thing I am hearing about, and this is not just this game, but other games as well, like The Ascent, that kind of thing. Older consoles may run them nicely, but the load times definitely are very much at issue. I know, like The Ascent, the load time for the 1X. Loading up the Ascent, it was like 2 minutes, two and a half minutes long, something like that, versus about 27 seconds on the new consoles. So, but yeah, so Aliens, Fireteam Elite, enjoying it. Definitely gets thumbs up from me. You know, hey, hit me up if you see me online and you want a Fireteam member. So that will bring me to the last game I want to talk about, which I fired up Psychonauts 2. I really, really like this game. It is just, it's a palate cleansing game. That's the best way I could describe it. It's fun. It's colorful. It's really well voice acted. There's a good quirky humor to it. Just, you know, I had low expectations, to be perfectly honest. I never really got on with the first Psychonauts, so I wasn't thinking I would enjoy this one. But so far, I've very much been enjoying it. I don't think you need to have played the first Psychonauts to play Psychonauts 2. They do a nice little kind of backstory intro for the game. It controls really well. It's very smooth. Visually, it looks great. It's interesting, you know, one of the games you're going to compare it to is a Ratchet and Clank type game, because I think those are kind of the two, you know, they're platformy type games. Ratchet and Clank is very much, though, still kind of in that third person shooter kind of vibe. Here, this is more platformy in terms of the different types of puzzle solving and levels. They're usually almost always kind of more platform like levels versus heavy combat. They both, interestingly enough, have some dimensional things where you will walk through kind of dimension gates to get to other areas, no load times needed. And again, just visually, it's quirky. I think some people may be turned off by the art style. I personally really enjoy it. I think mostly because it is different. It's not the same old thing we're getting at nauseam. I, like I said, was just in the mood for something fun, something light, different. And this game just delivers in spades, and you can pick up and play. It also does the great thing of when you go to stop and exit out, it tells you how many, you know, the length of time since your last save. So this way, if it, you know, you can kind of manipulate it to play a little bit longer so you get another save. And this way you're not starting way back
you know, too far back. But the saves, the auto saves seem pretty generous. So you're never going to be too far back if you have to stop and exit out. Raz and Psychonauts 2. It's been enjoyable so far. The first level is about dentistry, for lack of a better way to put it. There's a lot of gross looking teeth type things within this level. It's all very charismatic and whimsical. Again, it's on Game Pass. This is also available on PlayStation 4. You can get it on PlayStation 5 as well, but you will be playing the PlayStation 4 version. And the whole reason for that, for those wondering, and that is because this originally was a FIG game. This was, you know, kind of funded by people investing into Double Fine at the time. And so Double Fine had promised a PlayStation 4 version, an Xbox One version, and a PC version. So FIG members were investing into it to get the game that way. And so they had to keep that promise. But now, of course, it's bought up by Microsoft. So they did make a Series X and Series S version of this game, which looks fantastic. They did not make a PlayStation 5 version of this game. So it plays the PlayStation 4 Pro version, or PlayStation 4 version, I guess, via backwards compatibility. Visually speaking, I am going to just guess that the PlayStation 4 version is going to be pretty substandard compared to the new console versions on the Xbox. But yeah, I think that's everything we've covered. Kim is coming back in just a moment, so why don't we talk about some news, Pete. This is your favorite thing. You love the news. Jeez.
Here is the fucking news.
Pete, how excited are you that we have some news to talk about?
Do you know what? I've not even watched Gamescom. Spoiler alert. I'm so sorry.
I think we need to change your Twitter handle that you use there, you young whippersnapper. We need Twitter to change handle. That from Yampy Yed to Poopy Head. All right, there we go. All right, Gamescom. It happened. So first things first, on Wednesday there was an Xbox. Gamescom, actually Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, not Wednesday. Anyway, Xbox did an event. I'll be honest, I thought they could have done this much better. I wasn't overly impressed by the event. It felt like they were doing an event to do an event, but they held certain things back from this event that they showed off in the next night, which, I mean, I understand why they did it. But it made you wonder why then even bother having the first show, other than to, I guess, I don't know. They could have done an inside Xbox. They didn't need to have a big Gamescom show for this. Personally, that's my thoughts. But we'll cover what they did go through real fast. And stop me if you want to talk about anything in particular, but I'm just going to walk through the announcements so we have that. We have that for discussion. So Dying Light 2, they showed off gameplay, talked about the game coming. It's a game, of course, we already all knew that was on its way. Looks great. There's not much more to say. Dying Light 2, it's coming. Flight Simulator, this was one that was interesting. And it's interesting, you know, they talked about the Top Gun stuff. They talked about some new planes that they added, one which was a German plane, a vintage plane. They went on way too long talking about that. And then they glossed over probably the best, most important announcement of this, which is that they're adding the Reno Air Races to Flight Simulator. Now, a lot of you are like, what the hell are the Reno Air Races, as Pete yawns? I hear you. You're like, what's the big deal? Reno Air Races, what is that? Yeah. What could possibly be exciting about this? The Reno Air Races basically are, they take place in Reno, Nevada. which is a hop, skip, and a jump from me. But basically, people are racing planes in the sky. There is a course set up over basically an extended airfield where there's markers that they have to hit. They're flying about 200 to 300 feet off the ground as they're going through this race. It is crazy to watch. It is one of the most intense air races. Well, I've never seen an air race outside of these, but it is a very intense style of racing. These planes are nimble. They remind me a lot of kind of like the P-51 style Mustang type planes. So they have kind of that look and vibe to them, but they are all very much modern, very fast and agile. And I'm excited to see this coming to Flight Simulator because I think this moves it a step closer to more towards the game side as opposed to just sim side. If that makes sense. Because you'll be able to race online with friends.
Yeah.
So that was that. Then we got to Age of Empires 4. Exactly.
Oh, the trebuchets.
Yes, the trebuchets. So a lot of people...
Y'all got a lesson on those.
Yeah. They announced that within Age of Empires 4, they're going to have these little video segments that you can kind of unlock. Think of them as cutscenes that you can unlock. But they're talking about important weapons or moments within history that they have these short little like vid doc type videos that will pop up that you can watch. And one of the ones they wanted to show off was about the trebuchet, which is basically a giant catapult. They showed this video documentary for like 5 minutes, and all I kept thinking was, why? Just move on. We don't need to see the entire thing. It's good enough. You told us it's there. We're good. We don't need to see. And yeah, so that's there. Yay. State of Decay 2 Homecoming got announced as basically some more DLC for the game. I am shocked this game is still, they're adding so much to this game. It makes me want to go back and play this game, but I have yet to do so. Sea of Thieves, they added a Mayhem skin, which is a limited time event. So get out and get your Sea of Thieves on so you can get the Gearbox themed Mayhem ship skin. Looks kind of cool, but you have to be into Sea of Thieves if you ask me. Then they announced a game called Stray Blade. I don't.
Interesting.
It looks interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that's about it because they didn't really give you much.
So. Right. Basically, the comment here is it looks like an unusual mix of Kingdoms of Amalur and Dark Souls. Dark Souls scares me. Kingdoms of Amalur gives me hope. So I'm in a mixed state of mind when it comes to this game. Then we get into the PC side again. Crusader Kings 3 coming to next gen. This is a very much a PC-ass game. I'm not sure it's going to do well on the console side, but it's coming to consoles. And then finally, last two games to really talk about. I think they had some indies in there. I think they announced an indie bundle partnership with Game Pass, but I forgot the name of the indie bundle. The Gunk is still slated to come this fall. They showed off some more gameplay of it. Looks very cool. I need to see more before I will get very excited for this game. Then finally, Forza 5. They showed off a new controller for it. It has clear plastic in it. It's very neon. And then they showed off a bunch of gameplay. And that was the event. That was it. And I kind of was like, hey, there's this game called Halo. Hello. Are we supposed to get a release date? But we would get that release date, and that would come on day two, the actual day of opening for Gamescom. So Jeff Keighley put on his opening night live show, and so we were treated to a number of big announcements within this. The first interesting announcement was Saints Row, which apparently is a reboot of the series. It looks like they're going back to the kind of original, more gang life, grounded in
I'll say reality, and that's in quotes, kind of gameplay and era versus the fantastical kind of over the topness that it really got to in later on. It looks good. Obviously, need to see more. Need to see actual gameplay beyond the trailer. But that's something you get to look forward to in the coming year. And then let's see.
There's 10 indie games out in that package, the Humble Bundle.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so there's titles like Dodgeball, Academia, Flynn, The Son of Crimson, Chinatown, Detective Agency, Archvale, Next Space Rebels, Midnight Fight Express, Bushidden, whatever that is, Unpacking, Unsighted, and Signalis. I think those are your... yeah, those are your 10 games that are in that bundle.
Okay. Exciting.
Sorry to jump in.
No, it's okay. That's thank you for covering that. We would not be the same without that.
Nope.
the game of the show, and from my, you know, the biggest announcement was Marvel's Midnight Suns. This is so coming from Firaxis. If you are familiar with Firaxis, they made XCOM. So I am very excited about this. This is going to be a turn-based squad tactics type game. You do not play as any of the Marvel superheroes. They will be part of your team. Apparently, they worked with Marvel to create a brand new character. I believe it's called the Hunter. Mm-hmm. And you will be able to customize the Hunter in terms of visually how they look. And their powers, and then you have all of your squad to go up against the bad guys. So excited for that. It's coming in March 2022. We'll see more. Then the game that honestly could die a fiery death came out, which is Call of Duty Vanguard. I am over Call of Duty, so over it, especially the World War II Call of Duty. Nothing about this excites me. You know, they brought out Laura Bailey, who's one of the voice actresses in this game, and they made a big deal out of that. And while I'm happy for her, it just looks blah.
Why? I like the World War II stuff.
You know, I like World War II typically. I think I'm just a little bit burnt out on the Call of Duty formula. Maybe that's the better way to put it. Yeah. And this just struck me as the Call of Duty formula all over again. You know, things go batshit crazy, and it visually looks, you know, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. It looks good.
But I was talking to a chap from work the other day, and he's a big Call of Duty fan. And we were both saying that we like our World War II stuff when they release it. And the one thing that I said to him, it'd be ace, though, if they could go back to, I don't know, something like the Battle of Hastings in 1066 or something like so far back where you've not got some automatic weapons and sniper rifles and you've just got catapults and swords and God knows what, and do something
Call
crazy
of Duty,
like that.
Swords and Sandals edition.
Oh, swords and sandals.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Love it.
But it'd just be cool just to get some like weapons that you could fabricate or I don't know. Just to something different. It would be good. But I do enjoy the World War II stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
It will sell.
Oh, for sure it'll sell.
That's why I'm glad Battlefield went back to more modern stuff. I liked the World War II stuff and all that, but I was ready for them to go back to more modern stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Kim. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to Battlefield. I think it's just the Call of Duty formula. I need Call of Duty to take a break. I need them to skip a year, and I was kind of hoping it was going to be this year. Give me some time to miss Call of Duty. And I just feel like they are burning it to the ground. Interestingly enough, again, no Activision mentioned anywhere within this trailer. Nope. Or, you know, so they are trying to keep Activision under the radar as much as possible right now. For good reason, because they're going through some stuff. Let's just say that. All right. Next game. Suddenly we are now treated to Halo news.
So Halo Infinite appears at the show, and I get it. You know what? This show versus the Xbox show. The Xbox show is going to be probably watched mostly by hardcore Xbox players. This show, you're going to have an audience that's actually a lot wider spectrum. PlayStation fans, Nintendo fans. So why not get your marquee title in front of them and potentially entice other people? You know, that's the at least the thinking I'm sure that they were going through. They showed off some more of they showed off a very cool intro cinematic for the multiplayer for Halo Infinite. So if you haven't seen that, go check it out. It is very cool. And then they proceeded to let us know that the campaign was coming on December 8th this year, as well as multiplayer. They will launch December 8th. They showed off a new Elite Series 2 Halo-themed controller, as well as a 20th anniversary Xbox Series X console, which I believe all pretty much sold out within seconds of being shown as being available for pre-order now. So you will be able to find those online now for thousands of dollars. Yeah. Next, we got Far Cry 6. They showed off, another kind of in-story trailer for this game. I don't know what to think about this game. There's a part of me that's kind of excited because I love the guy that's playing the bad guy, and I cannot for the life of me remember. He was from Breaking Bad. He played, he owned the chicken place, the Pollo place. But I just don't know. I haven't liked the last couple Far Cry games I've played, and that is played. And I think, again, kind of like Call of Duty, there's a formula that's being followed, and it just feels like it's the same old thing. I need some time to miss these games to want to play another one. Then they announced a game that I have no care in the world about, Riders Republic. Okay. Then we were treated to the developers for Horizon Forbidden West coming on screen and talking about their game and how it's going to be delayed into February 2022. No gameplay showed, so okay. And then lastly, we had two last trailer events, which was Jurassic World Evolution 2 / Philism game. I like the Jurassic World games. Looks great. Love dinosaurs. So I'm totally cool with this. There's that. I don't know. Nothing more to say to that. Finally, New World. This is the Amazon game. They announced, I guess, there is a open beta coming. And this game is going to be on Steam and probably Amazon Luna, I would have to think. But for sure, it's going to be, Steam PC. And that was everything. Oh, sorry. We did get a Death Stranding director's cut finish things out. You get photo mode with Norman Reedus.
Yay! Woo!
I guess they've upgraded the photo mode so you can do more crazy things with him. It just feels oddly creepy. I don't know. I watched that trailer, and when they got to that moment in that area, I was just like, this is not something right about Kojima sometimes. Mm. I know he's brilliant and his games, they are some of the best, but the man is just quirky. He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. So that was Gamescom. Pete, anything that I announced that you're like excited for?
Do you know what? Not particularly now. Out of all of that, I'm so sorry, Greg.
No, I'm not
a big Far Cry fan. I don't know. There's nothing really that I'm not a big indie game fan, to be honest, apart from the odd two or three that Robin's recommended in the past. Was it... I'm trying to think what they are.
Guns Cannoli.
My Friend Pedro. That was the one.
There you go.
Yeah, but things like that. I enjoyed, but it's not. I don't know what it is. I was talking to Mike about it today because I've seen my brother today, and we've just hit that thing where we're just not playing many games at the minute, and
right,
life's just getting in the way.
It does get in the way. That is true. That is true.
We've not really been playing games as much, and Snooker's been getting in his way, and I suppose me just moving into home and just getting Selby shit is just, it's one of those things. But anyway, nothing really sticks out to me. Sorry.
No. Hey, not offending me. I'm kind of in the same boat. I was glad to see the Halo release date, because I just want that game to finally come out so we can play it. I think the Marvel game was really the one that stood out for me as being the highlight game for me. Kim, I know there was a couple others on your side you were talking about.
Yeah, it was Cult of the Lamb, that one by Devolver, and I can't remember what the other one was. But anyway, it looked cute. It was kind of cartoony and, well, evil and sort of thing, but I kind of liked it. As Phil said, that was a Kimism, and he's probably right. There was, what was it, the Stray Blade one, what they showed of it. I'm like you, I'm kind of interested to see. And if it is a little more like, you know, Dark Souls, I'm not good at Dark Souls, so that might kill it for me. But right. And the Midnight Suns looked really good, so I do like my little comic book step every now and again, so... But all in all, there wasn't a lot, exactly. I don't know, I was expecting more, or I don't know, maybe I was expecting to see something from Fable or, like, Dragon Age or something, and there wasn't. So, yeah.
I think we all were hopeful for some big, big announcements, and it felt like it was a kind of let's just check in kind of event.
Right.
You know?
I'm hoping maybe they're saving that for the holidays. Right.
Who knows? I know a lot of people are like, well, COVID has really impacted things a lot, and I think there's absolute truth to that. Don't get me wrong. I want these companies to, I don't know, give us more hope or just right. more excitement for, you know, one of the things getting us through all of this crap has been the fact that we've had games to fall back on, and I hate seeing gaming being impacted by COVID. I guess there's no really way around it. I know that, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of angry at Sony. I want Sony to be a part of the show. I want Sony to be more active in saying, here's some of our big hitters and they're coming, you know, and here's something to tease you a little bit. The Horizon announcement, you know, I appreciate them giving an update, but I thought that could have been better handled. Or they could have done more, I guess, is the better way to put it.
Of the opinion that there's a huge, extensive library in Game Pass at the minute. Even if you don't play games that much, there's just so much that you can fall back on.
No, there is.
I don't really go, oh my God, what's going to be that next up and coming game? Because there's just too much to choose from. It's nuts. I'm not even. Do you know what? Buying that PlayStation 5, I've not even turned it on. It's just sat there. I do want to play Last of Us again from the hype that Mark was throwing on the show one week. I do want to play that again, but I don't know, man. There's just, I've got too little time, too many games out there, and I'm okay with the delay.
Okay, well, you know. The gaming world would argue with you, but that's okay, Pete. You've been on the other side of it many times. That's all right. It's okay. Before we start kind of getting on to the rest of things, Kim, real quickly, let's give a shout out to the chat. I know we've had a few people in there. Yes. I don't think we give them a shout out yet.
Not yet, no. Let me put my little list here.
Hey, fun fact, by the way, I just killed my phone. Literally, battery died on me as we were on the show.
Yes. Wow. All righty. Well, Boomer is still there. As a matter of fact, he just commented a few minutes ago. Hartley Dan was in here. Sumu99 was in here, and so was Lord. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay. Well, Kim, mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's this fun thing we do where we actually talk about the games that are here that we can buy, we can spend our hard-earned money on. We have a few coming out this upcoming week. Although I got to be honest, I don't recognize any of them except for one. One I recognize.
Yeah. It's kind of the same here. All right. Yes. Your new releases for August 29th to September 4th. That's right. Another month is coming and gone. And
that's crazy, another one isn't is it?
Coming. And summer's almost over. And I'm sad, but sad. So, anyway, we have Kiwi, which I think I've kind of heard of, but I'm not exactly sure. Is out for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 31st. Rustler, is that like cattle rustler? I don't know, I'll have to look into it. Rustler for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, August 31st as well. The Big Con for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and the PC, August 31st as well. Lake. Isn't that the... Okay, wait, Lake. Isn't that the one where you're the male person or something? I don't know. I think. I don't know. Anyway, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC on September 1st. El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron. I almost said Megaton. For the PC on September 2nd. Or Megatron. That would be interesting.
Anyway. I'd buy that game.
Right? There you go. Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous for the PC on September 2nd as well. WRC 10 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC, September 2nd as well. Big Rumble Racing Creed Champions. Do they have like the battle or the band members of Creed? Are they like boxing or something? Anyway, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on September 3rd. Golf Club Wasteland. Apparently, this is also what happens after I play golf. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on September 3rd. And last but not least, the one I have heard of is the Medium for the PlayStation 5 on September 3rd.
So. Kim, just an FYI, Rustler apparently is an open-world, top-down action game paying tribute to the good old GTA style and fusing it together with historically inaccurate... it's fusing it in a historically inaccurate medieval setting. There we go.
Oh, all right, baby. I might be on that one.
Sounds right.
And yeah. Golf Club Wasteland looks like it is a side scroller where you're golfing in like an apocalypse type 2D golf challenges. Players hit balls over polluted bodies of water up the floors of an abandoned apartment building and around stray cows that have probably inherited the planet at this point. So, yeah, that looks interesting to say the least. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's what we get to look forward to playing. Pete, normally this is where we talk about victories achieved and all the games that people have played and completed. However, we didn't have any victories achieved this past week.
Nobody
apparently.
At all. That just gives everybody who's completed games in the past few weeks a better chance to be a winner of the draw.
Right.
But all you need to do, everyone, is complete a computer game and just send a selfie of yourself, not your eyeball, yourself and the credits in the background. Via Twitter, or you can send it on our WhatsApp chat. If you send it to us on our Twitter handle, it's @OC_podcast. If you want to send it to us on WhatsApp, then I'm sure that you can get in touch with us one way or another, and we'll include you on that. But on Twitter, you just hashtag us, at us, and then hashtag victory achieved with the game name, and we will include you on the list for the following week. And you can win £15 if you're in the UK or $20 in the US on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. Mm-hmm. But we've got no one. Nobody.
I know. Well, you know, here's the deal. You two, for showing up, have earned this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
You sound a little claptrappy there.
It's a little robotic. I kind of like that version. Yeah, I'm good with that.
It's like a Star Trek version. You're in like another dimension. Nice.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks everybody for sticking it out this far. Thanks for being a letting us being a part of your Sunday. Kim, why don't you start the shout outs?
All right. I'll do that. Kind of caught me in the middle of something, but that's all right.
I know, I caught you right in the middle of something.
All right, one more time. I'm going to give a shout out to our chatters, which of course is Boomer, Hardly Dan, Sumu99, and Lord. Thanks for jumping in the chat and keeping us busy all show. That was entertaining, to say the least. And picking on Pete, because, well, we all like to pick on Pete. Why not? Speaking of Pete, and you, of course, Griggles, it's always fun. What can I say? Even I could be having the shittiest week ever. I come on the show, and it's good mood all the way around. So, thanks for that. Shout out to my dad's lawnmower, which thankfully is keeping him on the other side of the yard. So, hey, there's that. Otherwise, hopefully everybody has a good week. I am just counting down the days till my youngest nephew, well, okay, not youngest nephew, because I just had one that was born, 2 weeks ago? But my nephew Owen goes back to Head Start, and I officially have days without children. Can't come soon enough. Yeah. I know. But, because tomorrow I have both him and his brother, because our school system doesn't do school on Mondays unless there's, like, a holiday or something. So I will have both him and Tony tomorrow. So probably no gaming for me. But anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll probably see you next weekend. So, over to Pete.
I'm going to shout out my Uncle Trevor. He's 80 today. Wow. And we went out, just those nine of us all together, Mom, Dad, and Brother, and Tara, and me, and Shell, and my auntie, Shell's mom. Anyway, we went out, and we had a little birthday gathering for him, and it was really nice. We had a meal. We've got him a nice little cake that was made by one of my friends, and we had a nice little old time, couple of hours. Yeah, it was good. So I'm going to shout out my Uncle Trevor. Happy 80th birthday. Well done for getting there. He'll never be able to listen to this because he was born deaf. So it's just one of those. But yeah, it was nice. It was a nice time. There we go. Happy birthday, Uncle Trevor. I'll hand you over to Greg.
Your Uncle Trevor's going to go to Greg?
I'll take him. Come on, Trevor. Let's go. Is Trevor the first name, or is that his last name? Just out of curiosity.
Trevor, no, that's his first name. I can't give you his second name because of GDPR.
I didn't want to just assume his last name, by the way, was Chin. You never know.
It's
one
not.
Of those types of families.
It's actually Thurloway.
See?
So there we go.
All right. All right, Trevor, come on over. We got room. shout out to the two of you. Thanks for taking part of your day, making it work. We got the podcast together. As far as we know, it's actually been seen. We're good. Who needs Robin? Who needs Mark? Fuck those guys. I'll pay for that. I do want to give a special shout out to my wife. She has stewarded a successful garage sale. We have sold off a whole bunch of stuff over this past weekend, clearing out the garage. She tried to sell me. Absolutely. It was really funny. I think if she could have sold me, she would have. But yes.
Do you have one every year, Greg?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a garage sale every year?
Every year, every other year, at least. You start collecting stuff, and we'll give stuff away to obviously for donation, but we're big fans of if it's clothing, we give it away to charity. It's things like, I don't know, music discs, candle holders, things that we're not using anymore, but they're in great condition. They could still be used by somebody else.
Yeah.
We'll do a garage sale. Usually we make anywhere from $400 to $1,000, depending upon how much crap we have. And I say crap, it's just stuff we're selling. So it makes it worth it. And we get to clear out the garage. That's the big key.
I wish they did that in this country. We've not got the weather for one. And two,
you could do it, Pete. You could totally do it.
I'd end up getting robbed again.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
There is that. All right. Don't do that, Pete. Don't do that. Bad idea. All right. And then a big shout out, of course, to my sister, her husband, and my nephew, Austin. Their family, they've gone through a ton this past couple of weeks. So they are absolutely in my heart, in my mind, and just so happy that we are in this spot in time where it looks like things are progressing the right way. I don't want to jinx anything, obviously, but it makes you think, people. Life is short, so don't spend all your time worried about things that are out of your control. Focus on the things that are in your control and important to you, such as your family, your friends, and just try and be happy. Life is so much more fun being happy than upset and angry. And I know sometimes that's not easy to do, but if you just apply a little bit, you can get there and you'll be better for it. So there you go. That's my parting wisdom for the day. We are done.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.